Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello there. Welcome to, I don't know, BIMS Day, whatever day it is. You're very welcome. And in the podcast for you today, we've got a great throwback TV advert for Christmas 1981.
Back when Christmas meant something, mate!
I just frightened the birds in the garden. Sorry, birds. Oh, well. Also, we've got some great colours for you. I tell you what, though, it's the thing about Musk and, you know, his whole acquisition and his money and wanting more money and all the rest of it, and how we celebrate businessmen and entrepreneurs. And I was thinking about Peter Kay. So he's doing a new tour, isn't he? And there are these apocryphal stories about him and his sort of, well, let's say he looks after the pennies and insists on literally to the penny when he's making, you know, whatever it is, like, yeah, I don't know, £250,000, £500,000, perhaps even £1 million a night, staggering amounts of money, but insists on people knocking 20p off invoices because he's given back DVD cases. And I was thinking, well, at what point do we actually view, we always kind of go, whoa, look at that, he's made a fortune, gosh, well done him. At what point do we actually see affluence as being a mental illness? I looked at some staggering figures that if you spent a dollar a minute, I think, in your Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, I mean, it doesn't really make any difference, because it's literally if you spent a dollar a second, so $60 a minute, $3,600 an hour. If you spent that per hour, it would take 6,000 years to spend the amount of money that these people have. You cannot possibly need to be a billionaire. I've said it before. We can't comprehend a billion as a sum of money. What is it? Like a million seconds is 11 days. A billion seconds is 30 years. Like, it's bonkers.
Not today, thank yous. Xmas Prezi Roundup.
Yeah, I know. It's too early. But it's started, hasn't it? So the John Lewis advert is out now. Oh, it's beautiful. And well, you know, you're welcome to send me any of the Christmas tat stuff that's been sent your way, or that you've seen an advert for. Is it a fun, fragrant loo roll holder in the shape of Santa's? I don't know. Whatever it is, do send it my way. But this caught my attention online.
Have a cracking Christmas.
Love this. A Breville sandwich toaster for £18.95. A Philips hairdryer, £5.99. This is from 1981. Four Memorex cassettes for £3.85. And a Nerona Fizzmaster. Who could forget that? I could. Anyway, this is an advert for Woolworths from 1981, courtesy of Throwback TV Ads on Instagram. Purveying all kinds of tat. For some reason, it's got the goodies on it. And a generic woman who I feel like someone like our listener Neil would know who it was, but I don't know who it was. As Winsor Davies in there as well. I don't know why. Here's the point. Joel saw this. I posted it on my Instagram and he said, I tell you what, that advert was made in 1981 and the £18.95... Wait, is that an anagram? No, it's not. Spent on that Breville is £86 in today's money. He said, I looked it up and everything. That, Joel, that's deep research. Thank you. He observes that Breville is basically the same price now as it was then. That's even more inflation-busting than the McDonald's value meal, which seemed to be about £2.88 for my entire youth. Yes, well, I mean, it was a time of great experimentation. I think it was around the 80s that they started experimenting with, you know, feeding livestock to livestock to see what would happen. I think there was a mixture of, was it chicken blood and chicken feathers they were feeding to pigs? And, like, fish to cows or something? It's fun. Sew them together, see what happens. Of course, we moved on from that story today. Earthling Ed, who's a vegan campaigner that I don't know how you'd feel about. He's broken a story that basically supermarket waste is fed to pigs, which sounds like a good thing, but isn't, because they're not actually bothering to take it out of the wrappers. So they are basically grinding up plastic, turning it into pellets. There's pictures of it. I put it on my Instagram. And then feeding it to pigs. So if you're, you know, refusing a straw or doing your best to... I'd be looking at what you're putting on your plate, because we are literally purposefully feeding plastic to animals, grinding it up into little tiny pieces, little micro pieces, and then feeding it to animals. Yes, and that's legal in the UK. That's happening. Good times.
Yeah, all right, Jake, you're campaigning again, mate.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
You put the thought in my head now, and it's there now. Now I've got to suppress that with all the other ones.
I know. Sorry about it. Enjoy your cognitive dissonance. I love you.
You can WhatsApp Jake, yeah, on 07862 032 654.
Yes, thanks to one WhatsApper who sent me a kind of on a similar note. Halal Christmas Advent calendars. It's an interesting concept. How big are you into the halal thing with the Christmas being... Okay, that's cool. It's basically just sort of a little tray of sweets of the Haribo sort of ilk. Also, Pat emailed nottoday@swanburst.com. He says, hello, Jake and the Jets. Hello, Pat. Wow, look at the time, says Pat. Only three more chancellors till Christmas. Well, here are a few marketing names for grey. Yes, this was... this vogue for grey-coloured cars, and how are they making grey sexy? What names are they giving it? He says, here's one that the shiny suited humanoids might come up with, Mystic Moondust. Oh, I like that. But to be more realistic, he says, Skegness Cloudscape. I like that. Blends in nicely with the brutalist underground car park. Yes. Gorbel's Bus Shelter. Are you speaking from experience, Pat? And Mummified Bog Roll.
Oh, it fell in. I'll dry it. I don't know. What do you do? I don't know.
Anyway, for some nostalgia, this is so on brand, Pat. What about 1970s phone box floor? Oh, God. With a scratch and sniff patch in the brochure. And finally, unidentified rancid jelly in fish fingers.
Oh, God. I suddenly remembered that. Oh, God.
Some suggestions there. By the way, one question, do fish fingers have prints? Well, they certainly leave some sort of residue, don't they? Have a great week, everyone. Pat, hey, thanks so much for that.
Great cars and sort of bland cars. I was thinking about, you know, as a middle-class white guy, I don't feel it's appropriate to say Tiguan.
It's the Renault Tiguan. No, it's a Volkswagen Tiguan, I think.
Tiguan! Hey me! Tiguan! Tiguan! Jaguar! Oh no, what's up, bro? Bro! Oh no!
I feel like that's a character that I could drive everyone in my immediate vicinity up the wall with by doing it for, I don't know, happily do that for a month solid, I think. Anyway, I'm sort of resurrecting a feature because I think it's got legs and it'd be fun to see what happens with it, which is a kind of hyper-local news. I'd like the news from your patch, wherever it may be. And it could simply be that, you know, I don't know, there's been a sticker on a lamppost near you and it's finally fallen off. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be something that made the local news. But I have got a local news story for you as we bring you... Yes, all over Datchet. Today we're all over Colchester, though. Does this work? I don't know. Anyway, this is from the Gazette News. A woman dressed as a protesting pooch raised eyebrows after repeatedly painting the word woof on hoarding surrounding a vacant plot of land. Nobody knows why. She just dressed up as a dog and wrote woof over and over again. I'm not going to lie, I kind of love it. Feel like she's going to need a bigger bag. Anyway, if you've got a local story, like I say, it doesn't have to be a published one. Just, you know, something hyper-local. Why don't you email it? nottoday@swanburst.com.
Hiya, mate.
Oh, hiya, mate. I see you got some swimming goggles on.
Yeah, swimming goggles are brilliant, aren't they?
Brilliant. But you just look like you were thinking about something.
Yeah, I was thinking about my Verisure alarm.
A Verisure alarm?
Yeah, Verisure alarm. It's very, very good to defend the house.
Oh, yes, I love a Verisure alarm. They're very, very useful things, aren't they? And it's just nice to know your house is secure.
Yeah, with Verisure you are.
Yeah, Verisure alarms.
Yeah, Verisure alarms.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll get a Verisure alarm as well.
Yeah, you should get a Verisure alarm.
Yeah, I'll get a Verisure alarm.
Yeah, get one. It'll be really
good.
Do
you think that it's almost moral for someone to call themselves a creative working in advertising, just saying, Verisure a lot.
What, Verisure?
Verisure.
Yeah, Verisure. No, I don't.
Also, do you think that anyone who doesn't binge watch 17 hours of Sky News every day is going to get anything out of this sketch?
No, I don't think they
will. No, neither do I. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Verisure Alarms from Verisure with a very boring voiceover and a very boring advert. Okay. I hope that meant something to you on some level. If only watching a middle-aged man giving out a cry for help. We'll be back possibly tomorrow. I've got quite a busy day ahead now. I've basically got to put together a court case, which I'm not really looking forward to doing. I'm not the most litigious of people. Then again, I don't think I'm remarkable enough for anyone to do something that I could litigate against. But it's a horrible process, isn't it? I'll leave you with this. Hello have published their kind list of 2022. Oh, Simon Pegg. Oh, he's so kind. He was spurred on to make a difference when he saw the humanitarian crisis unfold in Ukraine. Determined to help the cause, the Hot Fuzz star got into action and recorded a heartfelt appeal for the Disasters Emergency Committee. That's kind. He joined stars including Kit Harington, David Tennant, and Hugh Bonneville as well. He did it as well. They were all really kind and they all made the kind list. That's so nice. If you've got someone who's kind that you want to celebrate their kindness, well, keep it yourself. I'm not interested. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.